Christine speaking.
Hi, Christine. This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Ruben?
Good, good. And for some reason, my phone's kind of echoey. Can you give me 1 second? I'm going to try to pop this onto another line. You don't hear me for a second. I'm not hanging up on you. Give me 1 second. Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Christine?
Yes.
Oh, a million times better. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Living the dream. So I have a question, and it's not a transaction of mine, but I'm helping manage the rep who's working on it. And it's a very weird circumstance, and I want to call you to kind of explain it. So we have a customer that's approved through you for a $100,000 vehicle. It's for like a tow truck. The customer has found a very, very large tow truck that's $450,000, or $417,000, I think, plus sales tax. The question that we have is this. Can we write the whole lease for the full amount and have that difference between $100,000 as first payment?
You want $317,000 to be a first payment to FinPac?
Is that possible? Correct.
Probably not. I mean, why would he want to do that? Why wouldn't he just pay the vendor?
Oh, so the two basic questions. So the equipment, it's $417,000. There's a dock fee, and there's, I guess, the vendor's doing licensing of $4,500. So we've got $421,000 plus sales tax of $34,000. So I guess the question to go about is, what is better? Is it better for us to do the whole transaction? Is it better for him to pay the vendor? Do we have a choice? And then the second question is the tax issue, because the vendor's collecting sales tax.
Why is there a tax issue if the vendor's collecting sales tax? Sorry.
Well, we'd want to know, I guess the question is, it's not a tax issue. Could the customer finance that whole sales tax, or could they only finance the amount relative, because it goes above the $100,000 approval? That's why.
Well, sales tax is never account. It's your approval plus 10% variance plus sales tax.
Okay.
So the tax being above and beyond is not an issue. If we finance the full $417,000 and $317,000 is the first down to FinPac, we would have to have make sure they collect tax on the full $417,000. Is the vendor doing the transfer?
Yeah, the vendor and the client are in the same state, so the vendor's doing license fees and sales tax.
Yeah, the tax part is not a concern. What's the application number?
Give me a second. Let me bring it up. Always a fun deal, right?
Right, always.
Always. Okay. Why isn't this coming up? Give me 1 second. Bear with me. Okay. I think I have our internal number. I don't have your approval number. Give me a second. I can bring it up. Oh, here we go. Approval number is 686945.
Okay. All right. Let me look into this for you, and I'll get back to you.
Cool. Do you have my number?
Is it the one that you've just called from?
Yeah, the 9102. I guess what I'd like to figure out is, for the rep, is if we need to just do the $100,000 or does the $100,000 approval come with a 10% variance or only a smaller variance?
10.
So it would go up to 110. That's awesome. I guess the question I'd want to know is, if we did just the 100, so to kind of walk through the scenario, if we did $100,000 and the customer paid the other amount, the customer is really not getting, you know, he's not being able to finance that tax. He's having to pay it up front. Whereas if we did the full, could he finance the full amount or just the amount relative to the 100,000? Because there's 30 grand of, there's only 30, yeah. There's 30 grand of sales tax on the 417.
Yeah, probably the full amount, but I'll double check on it for you.
Okay. Yeah. If we could write it for like 140 in a sense, or do that other, that'd be awesome. That'd be a great avenue. And then here's the other question I'd have that's very different. I have no idea of commission structure. If we did the whole 450, if we could, how many points we're limited to in that transaction?
Well, would be limited to 10%, I think.
Okay.
We're likely not going to take that route because we don't want you to take commission on 400,000.
The rep will be disappointed, but I understand.
But it's harder for us to justify. And I think it's 10% commission on 100%.
It's usually 10% in first and last, but in this case, if we discount it, we do the first and last. I guess the idea is if we wrote it as an EFA and the bill to and ship to the customer and the guy pay the difference, could we do the taxes on the invoice? So the question is, could we write the deal for the $110,000 plus the applicable sales tax so the vendor's not having to collect that from the customer?
Right. Yeah, no, I get it. Okay, let me find out for you, and I'll get right back to you.
Thanks, Christine.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.